one more ticket for each of our raffle draws featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Agent 99, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Harper's Burgers, Domino's Pizza, Tango Nuevo, The Grad Club, Skin Fusion Spa, The Fun Zone, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. And don't forget to take our Release Radar Listener's Choice survey and vote for your favorite local artists that we air every day and enter for a chance to win even more prizes. Enjoy the benefits of helping CFRC support local music. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Exit Cycle by Truth Club off of their album Running from the Chase. Before that, Dresses by Fencing off of Fencing Wikipedia. The first of the three, pretty new song, Kindness in a Cup by Helene Barbier off of Panorama. I was at the release show for that album, Panorama, last week. And that was really great. I mean, I've been to a number of Helene shows over the last year, I guess, year and a half. And the first time that I saw the full band, it really blew me away. I haven't listened to the album like in full yet, but I remember clicking on the first song when I saw it released and instantly recognizing it from the live show. So I'm pretty excited about giving that a proper listen. And that is the first song off the album. This happens when I listen to it, you know, the recorded version, but particularly when it's live, when the layered guitars kick in, it's just crazy. It's terrific. Then we've got the band Fencing. So I think that might be the third time I've played that song. Because it released as a demo a while before the album actually came out. But I really love that song. I feel kind of bad that they released like four singles off of like an eight song album. So I feel like I kind of used them up before the album even released. So anyway, just kind of wanted to fit that back in. It's a great song. It's a good album, but all those singles kind of spoiled it for me in a way. Anyway, coming up next is going to be a song from Attic Abasement, a longtime favorite of mine.
Just as I was yellowing, my whole day went dark. Drunk to oblivion, singing, please don't fall apart. Even the seamstress at the bar knows the customer is gone, and he's coming with the clouds. But I just keep yellowing, just keep yellowing. Celebration, cigarette, coffee, ketamine. Just for waking up early in the morning. So flip me around, turn me away. Because today's my lucky day. Do you want anyways? How would you get it otherwise? What have I done? What have you seen? Can you feel me waiting? Can you feel me waiting? Feel me waiting. take some time with these bouts of radical. If it's all you're after, chase my hands through the snow. I hear you singing. You sing me from the sleep. Oh, kiss the ring of tattered lips.
Cry.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Out the Same Way by Twine off of Deer in the Headlights, before that Rot by Bloodsports off of Anything Can Be a Hammer. And the first of the three was Seamstress at the Bar by Attic Abasement off of Dancing is Depressing. Yeah, I was quite pleased with pairing Bloodsports and Twine. Also nice to see that Bloodsports' most recent album got sent into the station. Thanks for that. But I was kind of surprised to place Attic Abasement with them. I had that song sitting in my prototype playlist for this for a while. I was kind of surprised to see that it fit in well there. Also surprised to see that that album in particular, Dancing is Depressing, is one of my all-time favorites and one that I associate very much with, I guess, mornings. Waking up, I put that on. I was doing that a lot when I was doing my undergrad and continue to. So I've listened to that album hundreds of times. And it was really strange for me to notice that I hadn't really played much of it on this show, despite it being such a big favorite of mine. And I guess there are some albums, for instance, that just fall into a niche that I really like but doesn't really match the show, but it doesn't really seem like this should be outside of that. So I've been thinking about how to incorporate stuff from that album lately and what would go next to it, so pleased to have that. It's like a... Yeah, I looked at the number of times I listened to that song. It was like 286 on my computer. Anyway, more is to come. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song, Your Hair, Parts 4 and 5. That's by Memory Card off of Summer Fun Music 2024. Before that, One More Day by Urban Vacation off of Success with Houseplants. And the first of those three was Little Kid. Well, a song called Little Kid, not to be confused with the band Little Kid. It's by Living Hour off of Internal Drone Infinity. Interesting. That's so three Winnipeg bands this hour. That's a big number out of 13. Yeah, and in fact, Living Hour, another kind of like slowcore-ish Winnipeg band. Cool to come across them. I came across them because their music was in the CJLO library, and I'd never heard of them, so it's definitely cool. And apparently they opened for Duster in like 2019, so that's really sick. And so that also means they've been doing this for a while, and this is making me really curious with like Fencing, now Living Hour, as well as Tarp. There's another band, Meadows, which is kind of like, I mean, not my kind of slowcore, but definitely slowcore. They're all coming out of Winnipeg, so that's pretty cool to me. Definitely gonna be keeping my eyes on them. It's interesting for me to now start wondering where this stuff is, like what's the origin of this sound in that city. Also interesting is Urban Vacation is in fact the predecessor to Fencing, so they're no longer a thing now, but I was pretty excited to come across one of their albums tonight when I was searching for material. And in fact, I came across it way before, and that's how I found out about Fencing, but I hadn't kept track. So I kind of lost their old stuff, which is quite good. So check that out if you want to hear more that sounds a little bit like Fencing. Anyway.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, coming very close to its close. That last song being Calorie, and in parentheses, Use. By They Are Gutting a Body of Water off of Gestures Bean, before that Bear, by Bug Davies off of I Live Around Here, the first of the three Surprise by Yalele off of Dogbone. Yeah, I think I was listening to Gestures Bean by They Are Gutting a Body of Water a lot earlier this year, I think. Maybe it was more like a year ago when I got into that album. And I'd listened to They're Gutting a Body of Water before that, but that was kind of the first time that it had really stuck with me. Lucky Stars was incredible, but I don't think it had the staying power that Gestures Bean had for me at that time. It was also interesting that their most recent album, Lotto, apparently they're returning to being very guitar forward. I mean, it comes through on the album, but that was like a deliberate effort on their part. So that's kind of cool. And to think, I don't know whether to say that's really a return to form. It's not an album that really sounds like Gestures Bean, but still cool. Yeah, and that song too, Calorie Use. I think I was listening to it right around the first snowfall of this year. Well, of this season, earlier in November. And now it's, as of right now, December 1st for me, as of recording this. Got pretty late. Yeah, there's some November snowfall part to the lyrics there, so I just thought that was kind of curious. Anyway, I am a little bit sick, kind of feeling a little bit sleepy as well. There's one more song left. It's a band I came across recently called Country Teasers, and I'm pretty happy to be playing something off of this album. Last song, These Things Shall Pass by Satan Is Real Again. Have yourselves a good evening, and thanks for listening.
These things shall pass, and some great morning we'll look back and smile at heartaches we have known. So don't forget, shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon His throne. A rose looks gray at midnight, but the flame is just asleep and still is strong because it knew the hammer.
Country.
CFRC's funding drive is running through December 31st. Donate now. Get great new CFRC swag and gifts from local businesses. And for every $5 you donate, you can also enter to win this week's raffle featuring gifts from Novel Idea, Terra Natural Foods, Mighty Bird, Pokeworks, The Grad Club, and The Fun Zone at 541 Days Road, Kingston's top-rated birthday party venue featuring arcades, laser tag, and more. Local lives here. Help local radio amplify local voices. Making a gift to support CFRC is super easy. Donate today via CFRC.ca. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves of Spanky on December 19th. And don't forget to get your tickets now for the big show by Canadian alt faves, the Strombellas, playing Kingston Grand Theatre on November 23rd. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers.